Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle. At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace or order online for curbside pickup or delivery and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Napa Know How.
Father's Day knickknacks. That funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This segment, I should say, is brought to you by Door Systems, and now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Welcome to another edition of Friday Funk, the Shane's Meat Live Edition with Shane Reardon.
This is the ultimate steak sandwich. You want the Rolls Royce of beef.
Must eat beef.
It has to be fillet.
That roast beef is capital T tender, man.
Today, we're going to use lamb. I know you're all out there going, lamb. Lamb is a great, great flavor.
Friday Funk.
That is so much flavor. Sweetness of the ham, that briny, pickly spice on the corned beef, and then just a nice smoky flavor from the pit beef.
So much steak. Lungs filling. Sinuses packed with meat.
Friday Funk. The Shane's Meat Live Edition.
Oh, charred and moist, like Satan's burps.
On the Dan Bernstein Show.
That's what we're doing, because why not? It's Father's Day weekend, and there's going to be a lot of flame and a lot of meat and a lot of smoke and a lot of grilling, so I want to make sure that you are equipped to live your best carnivorous life. Shane Reardon is on Twitter. You're what, at Shane Reardon, is that right?
At Shane underscore Reardon, get it
at
right.
Shane underscore Reardon, get it right. And
at Shane's Shane is- Meat on Instagram.
Okay, at Shane's Meat on Instagram. That's where you get all the pictures and all the meat porn there. I want to start by addressing the propane shortage before anything else.
Please.
Mine sort of guttered out the other day, and I said, okay, I'm going to go replace it. And I went to 7-Eleven, no propane. I went to CVS, no propane. And I went to Walgreens, no propane. I went to Jewel, no propane. And thankfully, my guy George at the Jewel says, yeah, the reason we don't have any is because of fear of recent riots, the same reason places are being boarded up. They thought, reasonably so, the last thing any retail business wanted was a metal cage filled with explosives outside their business. I get
understandable.
It. Completely understandable, at least in my area here on the north side, North Center, Roscoe Village, and I don't know how far that extends into, you know, Lakeview, Lincoln Park, etc., but propane is hard to come by right now, so it's probably out to the suburbs if you need to get some, would be my guess, because it's all on back order and they're trying to get it. So that's first and foremost. The other thing before we get to some phone calls, Shane, is meat prices are going crazy. Beef prices are like half again more than they were before. What does that mean? Yeah. What does it mean for certain cuts?
So it means that you're going to pay more for your nicely marbled ribeyes, and your choice cuts are going to be closer to a prime price. Your prime price is going to be closer to a dry-aged or a nice grass-fed prime cost. But that doesn't mean that you have to pay those prices. Today, if we don't get to the if we don't get questions about cheaper cuts, we can talk about, you know, things that you can do with large roasts that come in at $3-4 a pound to make it taste like you're getting a nicely marbled fatty ribeye or something like that. You can turn a chuck roast into beautiful burnt ends that you would normally get from like a brisket or a really nice pork shoulder. I think the poor man's burnt ends from a chuck roast might be my favorite thing. So a little tease, a little TSL, a little radio talk. If we don't get that question, we could talk about that in segment two. Turning cheaper cuts into higher quality beef.
Well, chuck to me is the most flavorful. That whole area, what they call the plate, is when you have the chuck, I think, is actually shoulder technically, but it's so beefy. You know, if it's given its proper due, it just gives you that. There's a satisfying level of beefiness to that particular cut. It takes such patience, and normally I'm not as patient. Isn't that also, don't a lot of taco joints use thinner and smaller cut chuck as taco steak?
Yeah, because it's easier for them to cook it in mass quantities, because you could just braise it or slow roast it, or a lot of like taco trucks will put them in a slow cooker, and just massive amounts of slow cooker, and then you just crisp it up on the stovetop. Yeah,
this is going to make us hungry. All right, let's do some calls here, and we will start in Spring Valley. It's Donnie on Shane's Meat Live on the Score.
Hello, Shane. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Donnie. Donnie.
Hello, Shane. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Shane, last time you were on talking about cooking, you were talking about a favorite chicken quarter recipe, just the thigh and the leg still attached, and I got a phone call. I couldn't catch it. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, so I do it a couple different ways. It really depends on what kind of flavor profile I'm feeling that day. And you can detach it, or you can keep it attached, whatever you like. I like to detach it pre-cooked, just because it's a cleaner presentation once you're done cooking it. But I do a 24-hour marinade of whatever citrus I have on hand, whether it be freshly squeezed lemon juice or definitely orange juice. And then I do some zest of like half of a pretty decent size orange, olive oil, a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of Worcestershire, fresh rosemary, salt, pepper, and smoked paprika, and that's it. I let that sit overnight, and then before it hits the grill, think about that like a really, really thinly sliced piece of garlic. I slice the garlic. If you don't have a mandolin, mandolins would help if you're good with a mandolin. Just slice the garlic real thin and stick it in between the skin of the chicken and the meat of the chicken, and then it just kind of liquefies in the cook. It just melts away, and even if you still get a few chunks, it's okay. Just brush your teeth. But yeah, I do that 24-hour marinade. And then if we're doing the grill, I know that we've got a couple questions about chicken coming up on the grill and gas and propane. It's just I utilize the grill as an oven, and I go indirect until the chicken comes up to about, I don't know, let's say 130, 135. I just put my thermometer in my thickest piece of chicken, my biggest piece of chicken, 130, 135, and then I move it over skin side down over the direct heat to bring it up to about 150, 155, and then in the rest, it'll come close to 165. And like we say on this often, don't be afraid to get sick every once in a while. If your chicken's a little undercooked, it's okay. You'll lose weight.
You can't say that on the radio.
No,
he doesn't mean that. He's kidding.
No, I don't mean it.
He doesn't mean it.
Cook your chicken all the way. But also, don't be afraid to get sick every once in a while. Don't be soft.
You're gonna head.
Does the FDA listen to your show?
Nick is in Morton Grove next. He's on the score. Hi, Nick.
Hi, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Fine. Good, Nick.
So my question, I am a mediocre griller at best, and I'm having my dad out for Father's Day. I bought my first home this year, got married, and I'm trying to do the right thing and do that good son grill for dad. But I need some advice. What are some things that I can do as a mediocre meat griller to get a little better and then also ball out on a budget here?
Okay, so congratulations on your marriage and your house. It's very wonderful. It must be nice. I would just do brats. Boil some brats in beer and then transfer them over to the grill. Get yourself a cast iron pan or a pan that's safe over heat and start caramelizing some onions on the grill as well, or just do it on your stovetop. There's nothing better than a perfectly cooked brat that's bursting with that beer flavor, and then a nice caramelized onion over the top, and then a real grainy mustard. That's very simple on a budget. Jewel usually has your brats for buy one, get one free. Their Jewel brand, the Italian
they're
sausage.
Good. They're good. Jewel's Italian sausage is actually really good.
And then just infuse it with some of your own flavor, and then grill it. I would say balling on a budget, but, I mean, you could also do a real thin cut ribeye, like the sandwich steaks, and then grill that over high heat for like 60 seconds and make yourself a steak sandwich on a ciabatta roll or something like that with a nice chipotle aioli and some pickled onions or pickled cabbage on top of there for the crunch. But there's so many ways that you can not spend a lot of money. Get a whole chicken and just do the chicken indirect. A whole chicken you can get for like $3 at the right Mexican grocery store is definitely around me. I go for the whole chickens often.
Or if you're trying to impress, one thing you can do if you're really just trying to impress, do like a like an Argentine style parrillada where you just have multiple
things. Oh yeah, he
definitely
knows what that is, Dan.
I'm just saying.
Come on. He calls himself like a mediocre griller. What's a parrillada?
It's just a mixed grill, where you get a couple of chorizos, get a couple of all kinds. You can get some Italian sausage, some Polish sausage, whatever you want. Get a couple of chunks of pork, a couple of pieces of chicken, and just the sheer volume and variety is cool, even though you're not spending out the wazoo for some crazy cut of meat.
Yeah.
I love the volume, the accuracy by volume idea. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Good luck, Nick. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, boys. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, congrats on the house and the adulting. Otto in Brookfield, you're on Shane's Meat on the score.
Happy Father's Day, Dan. Happy Father's Day. I don't know if Shane is a dad. I don't think you are. Are you, Shane?
No, I'm not, Otto, that I know of.
Okay. To my question, find cooking indirect outside. When I'm using a rub, and I'm using a rub with sugar in it, what is the maximum temperature you would say to go to avoid burning the sugar in the rub? Again, indirect.
What's the protein?
The chicken, anything.
Okay, so I would go low, 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 and slow. So I wouldn't go higher than 225, 250, and then I wouldn't let it touch the direct heat until you want that sear on the end. You want the meat to absorb those sugars completely, because as soon as they touch that, it's going to start like a flambe, and you're just going to get sparks or whatever, bursts of flames all over the place, and it will burn the exterior of your meat. So make sure when you're taking it out of the marinade, if it is, or taking it out of the rub, there's no excess sugar on there that's not touching protein. You don't want clumps of sugar. You want a real even spread of the rub so it doesn't burn out. Does that make sense?
So if the sugar contacts the protein, it should be okay up to 250 degrees and indirect.
Yeah, I wouldn't go higher than 250. I would try to stay as close to 225 as long as you can.
All righty. Thank you.
There
I appreciate it.
Asked and answered with specific data. Can I go back to something you said before? Because I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you mentioned a 24-hour marinade that involves citrus,
yeah,
I'm always worried about the acid cooking the meat. Or cooking the skin in a way. And because we do ceviche a lot here, and I know that in an hour, that the lemon and lime juice and orange juice that we use in our ceviche, it literally cooks the thin sliced tilapia through. And I know fish isn't chicken, but 24 hours seems like a long time. I would get worried that there's actual chemical cooking going on.
You just have to balance it out with the proper amount of fat. So I use a good, when I'm doing citrus, first of all, let's say I'm putting 6 chicken thighs, bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs in a marinade. I'm not doing any more. If I'm doing both lemon and orange, I'm not doing any more than a quarter of a lemon juice and about a half of a small orange juice. And then a really nice avocado oil, a very fatty oil, will do its best to balance out the citrus. And it's not going to be too sweet. It's just fresh. It's refreshing. But I haven't seen that it cooks the chicken. I don't do it. I do it with skirt steak sometimes, but I really only do a citrus marinade with chicken, and I haven't noticed a difference. But I know where you're coming from.
312-644-6767 if you want to jump on. I mentioned I had a little bit of a hack, and I was reminded of this yesterday. The family wanted fish, and at Mariano's they had whole rainbow trout, and just beautifully done, just sort of butterflied, and the tail is on, the head's off, and the fins are still on, but they've taken out most of the bones. And they have next to the fish at the Mariano's fish counter, there are all of these fresh herbs, lemon slices, and butter pats. That's free.
Are you serious?
Yes. If you buy fish, and I bought about 2 pounds of rainbow trout, and I said, well, what can I get some of that? So it was a handful of fresh thyme, a handful of fresh rosemary, and some lemon slices and butter pats, all in a separate container, completely gratis.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was just at a Kroger in, Indiana last week, and they had all the rosemary and the thyme and the butter next to it, and they didn't have any rosemary in the produce section. I did not know that was fair game.
Yeah, I guess if
good to know. I never learn anything from you. That's pretty good that I just did.
No, it is. They throw it in, and it made absolutely lovely. We just baked it at 350, and the butter just kind of comes out, forms its own sauce. I poured a little white wine over it at the end. It was like 15 minutes, and it was absolutely perfect, just ideal. It was some grilled asparagus. Mark in Woodridge is next on Sports Radio 670. Shane's Meat Live. Hello, Mark. Mark, are you there? I guess not.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. Been listening to you since you've been at the score, Dan. Thanks for what you do.
Long-ass time. Thanks for listening.
Shane, I am not afraid to get a little sick, so you just tell me what I need to do.
Hell yeah, Mark.
Four fresh lobster tails just fell in my lap this morning. I've never cooked lobster before. What should I do?
Well, I want to know more about where you live so I can find some lobster tails falling from the sky. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that would be great. What you want to do, you need a high-quality kitchen shear, and then you go against the back, like the top of the lobster shell, cut all the way down the middle, kind of peel it back like you're peeling an orange almost, but I don't know. It's not a very good simile or metaphor or whatever, but you want to peel that shell back and then lift the lobster meat, detach it from the bottom of the shell, but only keep it detached all the way back towards the end of the tail. Then you're going to lay that meat on top of the shell and close it back up, and then just grill it indirect for probably like 12 minutes, depending on the thickness of the lobster. While that's happening, get yourself a little herb and garlic butter ready. Melt some butter, throw some fresh chopped rosemary in there, some minced garlic, and then when you're about, 3 minutes away from what you think the lobster's ready. Again, the time is all going to depend on the thickness of the tail. You'll take a little brush and brush that herb butter over the top of the lobster tail, and that's it. It's very, very simple. Doesn't need a lot of salt, doesn't need a lot of pepper. I don't really put any on mine. I put a little in the butter or just use salted butter, but it's very, very simple. The most important thing, though, is that you do get that lobster meat separated from the bottom of the tail and laying on the top, because once it's cooked, it attaches itself even more so to the inside of the tail, and it's hard to peel away. So if you want that perfect presentation quality lobster tail, you got to peel it away, and then you got a whole chunk right there waiting for you.
And when you say indirect heat, what's the temperature you want it at?
Are you grilling or are you going to bake it?
I think I'm going to grill unless you tell me otherwise.
Yeah, I would grill it like 400, 375, 400, wherever you can get to that. If you got a 3-burner grill, throw 2 of your burners on medium or 1 of your burners on high and just set it off to the side. And then if you want to kiss it with a little flame at the end, go ahead and flip it over and get yourself a little char on that lobster meat.
Girl, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
That sounds good. That really sounds good. I have not grilled lobster because I'm fearful of screwing it up. And when
it's so easy.
I know. But
Jules got them right now for $4 a tail, $3.99 a tail. I just saw them yesterday. Yeah, okay, so that
well, maybe it's worth a shot. We got more Shane's Meat. Let's load up the phones again. 312-644-6767. Whatever you're doing, whatever meat you are preparing, we've got advice, we've got thoughts, and we have Shane here as our executive producer and carnivorous expert. So we'll do more of this coming up on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute.
I'm not sure how anybody can be viscerally angry at baseball anymore. It's devolved into a comedy routine. You know, when mommy and daddy first start fighting, you get sad. Then it keeps happening and you get mad. And then mommy calls daddy a drunk and daddy says mommy has crazy parents. And then you just laugh. Because baseball's players said, just tell us when and tell us where and we're ready to play. And then the owners did and the players said, eh, you know what, we're really not into that. And then the players' union leader went and met with Rob Manfred for 4 hours. And the commish thought they had a deal and Tony Clark said, eh, you know what, we're really not friends. This is high comedy. And the players saying, tell us where, tell us when. Next time, save it for your stand-up act. This is Damon Amendolara.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window. And holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace or order online for curbside pickup or delivery and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the Radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Don't buy plastic toys for your pet. Look for either natural materials like cotton, rope, wood, or bamboo, or make toys out of old shirts, socks, or towels. Find tips and more at OneThingUS.com. What's your one thing?
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on at baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa. Huh? Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free Radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to Friday Fung.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Well, then my man meat he shall have.
Friday Fung, the Shane's Meat Live Edition.
Nice meat you got there.
On the Dan Bernstein Show.
See, the good thing about being a friend of Shane Reardon is that you get priority access to stuff. So when you're no less a media titan as Lynn Bramer, you can just send a text and it makes its way into the group chat here. So I want to get to his question before we get back to the phones here. Friday Fung, Shane's Meat Live here on The Score. If you get a really good ribeye, do you ever marinate it or dry rub it, or is it just salt and pepper?
No. If I'm going to cut the ribeye real thin and do like a steak sandwich, it all depends on the flavor profile I'm trying to accomplish. Then I might introduce some kind of dry rub, but 99% of the time, absolutely not. It's salt, it's pepper, it's a butter, garlic, and fresh herb finish, and that is absolutely it. Do not ruin the flavor that God gave you via cow fat.
Yeah, for me, the better the meat, the less you need. Yeah. And really, just for me, it's a coarse salt and maybe a little bit of pepper if it's a really, really, really good steak.
Yep, agreed.
In the Quad Cities, he's in all the Quad Cities at the same time.
Wow.
Watch out for the bear. He's Dean, and he's on The Score. Hello, Dean.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Shane. How are you guys today?
Good. Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Good. I'm listening to you. I'm loving this show. When you guys decide to do a podcast, you've got at least one fan. I could listen to this stuff all day long. I'm on a bike ride right now. But a couple of things to share with you. I know that sometimes we've had a lot of tilapia in our house for tacos and that kind of thing. But if you want a little bit heavier cut of fish it stays together better when you get it on a grill, we eat some swai. It's SWAI. Yeah. You can find it vacuum packed and frozen.
It's a catfish.
A little bit thicker. Yeah. It almost tastes clean like white fish when you're blackening it or doing whatever you're doing with it. And another thing, if I know that it might not work inside the city, and I'm in a rural area outside the Quad Cities, but any kind of public or private campground, if they have RV camping, cheap and easy to get LP anytime. And okay. Just keep the good stuff coming. I could talk about eating sausages and brats all day long, and the best thing to do with it, when you guys are talking about that, the best thing to do with it to me is bisect it and brown it on cast iron. If you have something that's pre-smoked and it doesn't have quite as much fat in it, go ahead and add. I always add peanut oil just because it won't burn so easy. Just a little bit of peanut oil, it'll stay all day. But I love the conversation. Keep it going, guys.
Thanks,
Happy
Dean.
Father's Day, Dan.
Yep. Thank you, Dean. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I do like the taste of swai. I will say, though, they're environmentally, I have read articles about swai and swai production that say that's one of those fish that, even though it looks clean, tastes clean, that can have certain chemicals in it. So just be careful to make sure that you know what you're getting and where it's coming from is all I
Isn't that the same thing with tilapia? Don't they feed off their own feces?
No, some of that was urban legend. Some of that was, you can look that up in Snopes. Some said they're having, or birds, they were having birds they would set out on a wire that would just crap in the tank. So like, a lot of that was urban legend.
Okay, so well, again, I get all my news from the One America News Network, and they said that tilapia eats its own feces.
Yeah, well, you should always try to debunk some of that stuff, because chances are that's been one of these emails that's forwarded and forwarded and forwarded, or somebody found it on Facebook. Some of it's true. A lot of it is not. El Paso, Texas. Look at this. It's Wade on the score on Shane's Meat Live. Hello, Wade.
Hey, guys. I'm actually in Illinois. They're in El Paso, Illinois.
Oh, okay. It says Texas. Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, I was going to try doing some stuffed burgers this weekend where you put the cheese in the middle and then wrap the meat around it. Didn't know what else would be good to go with that.
Like just a standard side for burgers?
Yeah, like my brother-in-law actually did it, and he just put like blocks of cheese and then
Oh, you're talking about inside of it?
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, so what I would do is I would get yourself – you're going to measure out your burger, like the make a meatball almost. You want to just the size of like the inside of your palm, probably about 5 to 6 ounces. You're going to get two of those. Then you're going to get some butcher paper. And then you're going to roll out one of those patties underneath the butcher paper. You want to be thin, but you don't want to be too thin. And then you don't want to overstuff that bottom patty, because what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to close the edge of the burger. So to make it easy on yourself, forget the shredded cheese, get a block of cheese, and then cut off like a 1.5 by 1.5 by 1.5 block of cheese. Throw that in there. Throw some spinach in there. Throw some grilled onions in there. Cook the onions before you put them in the burger. Otherwise, they're just going to be raw and bitter. Grilled onions in there. And then do the same thing with the other patty. Place it over the top. And then either a little bit of water or a little bit of egg wash, almost like you're trying to close a ravioli. And then go ahead and pinch it around there. And then just close up your burger. You don't want to overstuff, though. That's the key. You don't want to overstuff, and you have to understand that it's going to cook a lot quicker than your standard pub-style burger, because there's a cavity.
And watch that first bite.
Yeah, because it's going to ooze out and burn the crap out of your tongue.
Yep.
Been there, done that. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
You too. Yeah, I've never had a good experience making or eating whatever you want, the Juicy Lucy or the stuffed burger of any kind. It's just,
I'm not a huge fan.
It sounds like it should be good and fun, and it's not.
No, it's just messy. Just put the cheese on top of your burger. Why do you have to put it inside?
Yeah, I don't know. You're always worried as you're cooking it. It's just it's so stressful for me.
Yeah.
Wakanda, here's Kevin on the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? Happy Friday.
You too.
Hey, so Shane, I am probably an intermediate to advanced griller smoker, but I am doing a brisket for the first time Sunday. Going small, all the head I'm on sale. I got about a 2.5, almost 3-pound brisket. I'm trying to figure out how long I'm going to probably smoke it, between 225, 250, and just salt and pepper rub. How much time? What do you think?
Oh, I don't like to go by time. I never go by time. I don't care what size it is. I always go by temperature. Temperature is the only thing that's going to tell you exactly when your brisket's done. What kind of cook are you going for? What temperature internal are you going for?
That I don't know. Like I said, it's the first time I'm doing a brisket, so you know, any advice you can give me would be fantastic.
Okay, so the ideal temp that you're looking for, your go-to for a brisket internal, would be 195. You don't want to go below that, because you're not giving the collagens and the fat enough time to break down, very similar to a pork shoulder. You want to push past it's going to plateau for a little while. You'll probably plateau around 145, 150. At that point, you can take it off, wrap it in a bunch of grill-safe butcher block paper, not butcher block paper, but butcher paper, and then put it back in there. But the best thing that you can do is just be patient. Go ahead and put your meat thermometer in there, monitor the temperature. When you see the plateau, take it off and wrap it and put it back in, and then wait till you get up to about 180, 181, and then you can take it back off, put it in a bunch of towels, and then throw it in a cooler with nothing else in there, and let that thing come up to 195. Just be patient. Be very patient. And when it's cooking, before you wrap in butcher paper, have yourself some, like an apple juice in a little spray bottle, a little spritzer can, and every once in a while, every 20, 25 minutes, open up the grill, open up the smoker, and introduce that apple juice sprayed over the top of the brisket just to kind of keep it moist and to keep it
tasty. Oh, that's cool. I haven't heard using apple juice before.
Yeah, do the same thing. You do the same thing that you're doing with a pork shoulder, but make sure your wood chips are super soaked overnight. You need a lot of smoke for this. If you care about the appearance of a smoke ring, but you don't want to go above 195 because it's going to dry out, and you especially don't want to go too far below it because you're not going to give the collagens enough time to break down.
Awesome. Fantastic. And question, can I use aluminum foil instead of butcher paper? And if I can't, where do I get butcher paper?
I always prefer to use the butcher paper. Just go to any grocery store and ask them to rip you off some.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Yeah, brisket's always so good. But again, it's
I don't like it.
You don't?
No, I'm not a brisket guy. I'm not a brisket guy at all.
See, I'm of the traditional braised brisket, you know, that I associate with the Jewish holidays,
right,
where it's, you know, it's always done in a braising liquid of some kind, and that's just it just tastes like home to me, because I love the fat cap. I love the area, like the deckel and that line of fat in between the flat of the brisket and the cap. That's just heaven in between right there.
And Steve, if you're still listening, I'm sorry I forgot to include this. Don't trust whoever trimmed the brisket. Do the trimming yourself. So when you take it out of the vacuum seal, wherever you got it, make sure that there isn't too much fat on there, and make sure you don't have any small pieces of that brisket. Make sure you have a pretty uniform size that's not going to burn off in the smoker when it touches heat. Trim it yourself, get rid of the excess fat, and get rid of that small little point at the bottom end if they didn't get rid of it already.
Talking with Shane Reardon, he's the executive producer today, and he is our cooking, grilling, and meat expert here on Shane's Meat, 312-644-6767. Back to the Quad Cities we go, and this is Steve on WSCR The Score. Happy Friday, Steve.
Happy Friday. Good morning, gentlemen. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Say, I am heading to Wyoming tonight, and I'm going to be doing some trout fishing.
Oh.
Shane, how would you grill that?
I could do it a couple different ways. You could either make slits on the fillet itself and insert, you know, fresh lemon and rosemary in there and go direct over the heat, or in a foil pack or something like that. But I prefer to stick the lemon and rosemary inside the cavity of the trout and leave the skin intact, so you can get that real crispness of a trout skin, and grill on both sides indirect first, or on top of a cedar plank. I think there are – I don't – Dan, we talked about the walleye a little bit last week.
Yeah.
May have been on Twitter after the segment. I know you like to lightly bread yours. Do you lightly bread the trout, or are you just a fan of directly
No.
over the heat?
No, yeah, and I don't grill it either. Hey, Steve, can I ask, what kind of trout are you fishing for?
Rainbow, brown.
See, I would say this, particularly those two, as delicate as that meat is, there are, and I think, I want to say Dale Bowman once said this, and I think he's right about this, that if you're pulling line-caught wild rainbow trout and brown trout out of a stream, don't overthink it. That the absolute best thing you can possibly do is just get a hot pan, a little salt, and some butter, and it'll okay. it'll be the best thing you've ever eaten in your life. There are few bites in the wild that are as perfect. I mean, I would say a fresh, lightly breaded, deep fried walleye, when the walleye is cooked in lard in cast iron on an open fire, but it is really hard to top fresh stream trout in just a little bit of butter in a hot pan.
Yeah, I've done trout almondine before in a pan, but I thought, you know, if we're going to have a couple of different fries, I might try to barbecue some up. Now, would you dredge that in any flour at all before you put it on a grill?
No, I wouldn't do any flour. I'd do a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, but your key is the fresh herbs inside the cavity of the fish.
So the rosemary and the lemon.
Full intact. Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Thanks, gentlemen.
Enjoy that trip, man. Tight lines to you. Trout fishing in Wyoming. Ooh. Yeah, that is there are some very satisfying things in the world, but there are a few things, however you want to prepare the fish, but when you actually go to pulling something out of the water to having it in the pan within minutes, It's incredible. I mean, just the satisfaction of not just harvesting your own meal in that way, the connection with nature, but you think of this stuff when things taste good when you bring it home from the grocery store, but just the number of places the fish has to go from the farm to the wholesaler to being frozen and unfrozen, all that. It's like you've never really tasted anything in your life up until that point. And it's like a light goes on.
Dan, I know we're running out of time here, but can we take this last question from Ryan in Oak Park?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really want to answer this one.
Ryan, you're on the score.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Dan. Shane, I know how you feel about boneless, skinless chicken breast. But what I wanted to ask you is, let's say that you're at a friend's house and you have a full pantry, full spice cabinet at your disposal. How are you going to make it so that it's up to your standards?
I'm getting rid of the friend. I don't eat chicken breast. Have a good weekend, Ryan.
I like it.
He tried to inoculate against Shane being Shane, and it failed. Well, there it is.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. No chicken breast.
Nope. You should know better than that, but that means drop the friend. Yeah. Oh, great stuff.
Thank you, Dan. That was fun.
Yeah, we should do this more often. We should definitely do it again at some point a little bit later on in the summer. And yep. as soon as I can probably find some propane somewhere. And I'm not going to an RV park to find my LP. I'll find it somewhere else. But I'm starving.
Me too.
God, it makes me hungry.
Me too.
Ah, thanks, sir. That was good.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to say hi to Nick Shepkowski. And the reason is, I just thought it would be fun. We talked to Danny Parkins yesterday, who's going to be enjoying his first real Father's Day. And so is Shep. It's going to be on Sunday, the first time Shep, as a dad, is going to have Dad's Day. We'll talk to him about that and other things. He's coming up next on The Score.
Start every morning with Mully and Haw from your smart speaker at home.
We've got our friend Ron. It's on the south side. How you holding up, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, guys. Listen to you all every day, and that's it. You know, waiting for baseball.
Mully and Haw, Chicago's number one sports morning show. Mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
If you are looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professional. During the shutdown, Team Hochberg purchased $1,000 worth of food from Viaggio's in Highland Park, Josh's Hot Dogs, Grill House, Once Upon a Grill, Greek Feast, Max and Betty's and Dairy Queen in Northbrook, Vicinino's Pizza in Glenview, and Frankie's Italian Deli in Oakbrook Terrace to feed these essential workers. Chicago, Highland Park and Northbrook Police and Fire, Buffalo Grove, Wilmette, Oakbrook, Wheeling, Naperville and Glenview Police, and the Illinois State Police District 15 in Chicago. They also thanked workers at Highland Park Hospital, Northwestern Medical Group in Glenview, Allied Waste, UPS, Sunset Foods, Public Works in Northbrook, and the Moraine Valley and Vernon Hills food pantries. Illinois is open for business, and Team Hochberg wants to help you with your mortgage. If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, call Team Hochberg at 312-855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Ego, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace or order online for curbside pickup or delivery and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa.
Because right now, when you order from Napa Online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Do you belong in the Hall of Fame, Sammy? And why? Do you have a conclusion as to the reason you're not in?
The numbers don't lie, you know. I play every day. I put in a lot of time to my career. I play hard every day. I did everything that I had to do. Of course, I belong to the Hall of Fame.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went. People that we knew or associated with were being murdered.
I'm Josh Dean. For the last 3 years, I've been following April, trying to make sense of what her father did and what else he may have done.
We know for a fact that they're both here and they're both there.
Nearly identical murders
occur.
And he still had his arm raised like he never lowered the gun.
It's a true crime story that's also about our obsession with true crime and the mythic monsters we create.
I believe that my dad was consumed with the Zodiac, but I can look you in the eye and tell you he did not kill JonBenet.
I know, nobody likes that one.
The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
The Clearing is available now for free on the radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein with you at the end of another week of plenty of sports talk and everything else. We've made it this far, and here we are, all the way to Father's Day weekend. It is already June 19th. We have put another week in the books since we started doing this from our homes and since our world was turned upside down, but we'll take Father's Day as a chance to, I guess, be thankful for what we have in our lives, or we'll try to do so. And for this man, it is Father's Day number one for him as a dad. Nick Shepkowski is on Twitter at Nick Shepkowski, the producer of the McNeil and Parkins show. Joins us on the Alpha Money Ford hotline, Alpha Money Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Shep.
Hi, Bernsey. Happy Father's Day to you as well. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you. So you've got you've got Peyton there to be with you. And what is she going to get you for Father's Day?
Well, I mean, it's really not that exciting this year. We'll cook out. We'll have fun with that and everything. But last year was where the excitement came in, because last year's where we told our families, our parents and our siblings, oh, you should come over. We'll have a barbecue for mom and dad and we'll have fun. And that's when we told them that Peyton was on her way, surprised them with gifts and whatnot. So this year it's just kind of, it'll be fun to get to experience, be like, hey, Father's Day, I get to be the one that opens a card for the first time. That'll be cool. But last year was where the real excitement kind of came in.
So where are you with her as far as, is she expressing preferences? Are there clearly books or music, or things that she likes that you can tell now that this is a yes or this is a no, or this kind of connection to a human being that's beginning?
Yes, you can. There's one of the gifts we got at the baby shower was this pacifier with a stuffed llama attached to it. And my wife Ashley and I looked at each other like, why is she ever going to use that? Why would someone spend money on such a ridiculous thing? Like, pacifiers are pacifiers. And from the first time she's used that, it has just been like, if the llama's not around and I mistakenly dropped the llama in a parking lot one time and we had to emergency order, rush order a new llama because of it. Like, it's the end of the world if that llama is left upstairs and we're downstairs. If it's left in the car and we're inside, like, you better know where the llama is, because when she wants it, and she's not going to be quiet until she gets it.
We learned that lesson with our son, and he had this one of these like stuffed animal / blankets. It's basically a blanket, a little blankie, and in the middle of it is a stuffed animal head. So, and it was a blue bear, and it was called, he called it Bibu because he couldn't say blue bear, so it was, he had Bibu, and Bibu was sort of every, Bibu was his world. We had at one point 3 Bibus, just in case. We were deep at the position. We liked our depth at the Bibu position because we knew there had to be like one in the car or one upstairs, one downstairs. But the thing was, what we didn't know until later was that at a very early age, he knew there were 3. He wasn't fooled, and he knew the difference. Like there was one, I don't know if they just smelled different or there were certain differences that only he knew, but it was like not this Bibu, the other Bibu, and we didn't know what was wrong. Like you have him, it wasn't until like we figured that out. And I came downstairs this morning and he was sitting on the couch with Bibu. He's 15.
Aw, look at that. Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
That's, I kid you. Yep.
Hopefully, she still doesn't have the llama pacifier when she's 15 years old.
I'm telling. No, he was on his phone. He was playing. I don't know what the hell video game he was playing. Some sports game. He's got his headphones on. He's got one headphone on, one headphone off, and it was on his shoulder. Like, but that, there it was. It was just sort of there, sitting on his shoulder as he's sitting on the couch playing video games. So
I guess
llama is going
to
be around for a while.
Yeah, hats off to the maker of Bibu for lasting 15 years, though. I mean, that's a well-made product if it's lasted this long. I see how babies treat blankets. Like, my goodness. Like,
yeah, I remember being
15 years. It's impressive.
Yep, it happened with my sister too, and she was really little. Her blanket was so disgusting from being dragged around like outside and everywhere, and it was barely it lost integrity. Like, it was barely even fabric anymore. And my parents threw it out and got a new one. And she went into the garage and took it. We're like, what's that smell? She had taken it out of the outside garbage, like the garage garbage. She had taken it out of there and brought it back in.
Yeah, that's a hard rule in our house. Like, if something accidentally gets thrown away and it makes its way outside, no, there's no salvaging it. It better be a wedding ring, or it better be a very high bill, a money bill, I should say, because you're not going to the garbage to get something out, especially with the addition of the diapers that now go in there.
How are things in your world of sports right now? As everything has been sort of topsy-turvy and strange, and we imagine that the landscape of sports is never going to quite be the same after the revolution that we've undergone over the past few weeks.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, Ashley was asking me, well, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And I had this conversation with Tanny the other day, too. And it's like, well, what I'd want is to, perfect world, be at a baseball park, have a hot dog, have a beer, have my child sitting next to me and enjoy the day. And that's not going to happen this year, and hopefully somehow it's going to happen next year. But it has been, I guess. I mean, you have to take the good parts of it too. Having to work from home means no commute time. You get to be there with your child when she's only 7 months old, and you get to spend the morning with her and don't have to be in a rush to get to the train to get to work. You don't have to have an hour commute home to wait to see her again. And sometimes during the show, she likes to hear Dad's voice and likes to try to chime in as well. So there's all of that to kind of get used to. Yes, because Ashley will be on her conference calls or her Zoom calls, and we'll be in the middle of the show, and a diaper needs changed, and somebody's got to do it, and we'll be in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden, there's Peyton, and she's got thoughts on the Bears quarterback situation.
And the good news is you haven't gotten into the hellscape that is Candyland yet.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No Candyland yet. Really, it's just the llama. There's a couple other little toys, I guess. Not real games or anything, but little toys that she likes. Like, she loves anything that has shapes and can make noise. So she loves, like, the, I don't even know what it is. It's like the string cube that you can clank on the ground. And she does that on the hardwood floor and makes the noise. And then she plays with the bands that are attached to it. And she loves that. Or she just, like, she'll see her parents, see me or see mom on her cell phone, and she doesn't think that, maybe she thinks it's her cell phone, but it's just one of those little handheld things that plays the William Tell Overture and a couple other songs as well. And she, like, I swear she thinks it's her cell phone. She's like, oh, I'm being like mom and dad. Here, I'm going to hit play again. Hey, you guys hear that? Here's this song again. I danced to this. Like, okay, cool. You enjoy it. Good. You're going to be very musically inclined.
Yeah, we found a lot of success with old remotes that we just took the batteries out.
Yes,
of. And then yes, for whatever reason, it was both kids just loved remote controls that were not hooked up to anything and not used for anything, but just the various textures and buttons to push. It could be a phone, it could be anything, and that's the toy that every kid loves that they never tell you about.
Yeah, that was literally, we had this conversation earlier this week because we had returned some equipment to the cable provider that we had, and we decided, you know what, she loves playing with the remote. We're just going to keep one of these for ourselves and take the battery out and hand it to her, and she does love that thing, just loves pressing buttons and mashing buttons and pushing down on that, and it brings more excitement than any toy or any piece of plastic that someone, like the grandma and grandpa, are going to spend for.
Well, everything's sounding great. I know you've been wrangling the McNeil and Parkins show over the last few weeks because it's of the different number of people that have funneled through there for various reasons. It's been, I never knew who was going to be there when I turned it on, but I always enjoy it. And
yeah, it's a magical mystery tour. It's just that's what kind of has become to be our show in the afternoon, but it's been a lot of fun, and it has been, yeah, it's stressful at times. I think that you understand that from the way you work a show, and you don't get to have the eye contact with either producers or co-hosts, and there's frustrations that come with it, but I think everybody's kept a pretty positive attitude along the way, and I think the shows have sounded pretty good.
Have a terrific weekend, and happy first Father's Day to you, Shep.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thanks, sir. That is Nick Shepkowski. A couple things. I want to mention a little bit of news here that it's just crossing now that 8 people have tested positive, including 5 players at the Philadelphia Phillies training camp in Clearwater. So 5 players and 3 other members, 3 staff members is all they're saying, have tested positive. I don't know about how symptomatic they are, how sick they are, but that is according to NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies camp in Clearwater, 5 players, 3 staff members testing positive for coronavirus. I also should mention, if you're looking to make your sports plans this weekend, live sports return to the Score tomorrow. The Belmont Stakes are going to be run, and you are going to hear it on the Score. The coverage starts at 3:00 tomorrow. If you are a sports gambler and availing yourself of all those new opportunities like BetRivers.com and everything else, so if you're putting a couple bucks on the ponies, the Belmont Stakes live on the Score. And that is starting tomorrow at 3:00. Thanks to our guests today. They were Darnell Mayberry, James Fegan, and Nick Shepkowski. Thanks to our executive producer today, what's your title? Operations manager?
No, I wouldn't throw the word manager around very often. There are people who won't like that very much.
Okay,
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Operations.
I don't know. I think I'm just a guy here.
Okay.
As long as I keep getting a paycheck, I don't care what my title is. I dip my feet into a little bit of everything. Well, and I dip my mouth into the meat.
Yeah, the man behind Shane's Meat was helping us out with Shane's Meat Live today. That was great. I know we're going to bring that back again relatively soon. Ray Diaz, the man on the board, doing what he does. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of it. To the dads, happy, happy Father's Day. And today on Juneteenth, read up about what it is and why it is and why it matters. I've been doing some of that. I've been doing a lot of reading lately, and boy, learning a lot about the town that I grew up in and the history of Deerfield, Illinois, and some of these things that I've been reading and things that happened in the late 50s and early 60s that I never knew about. Pretty interesting stuff, because I imagine that that's not the only lily white suburb that has dealt with plenty of that. So read about Juneteenth, and you can educate yourself a little bit, because I think we should all know about it. Lawrence Holmes is coming up, and he will get you into the afternoon. That'll get you into your weekend. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Unlike some places, we are reaping the benefits of being smart about this and about listening to doctors. So definitely keep doing so. When you go to a grocery store, wear your mask. Wear it over your nose and your mouth. Whether you work at the grocery store or you're shopping at the grocery store, if you are indoors and you need to wear a mask, if you're not wearing it over your nose, it's not a mask. It's not helping you. It's not helping anybody else. So whatever your face covering is of choice, nose and mouth. It's going to help keep everybody safe. Keep washing your hands. Try to stay socially distant. And Happy Father's Day, dads. Keep doing the best that you can do, and that's all we can do. We will talk again on Monday at 9 a.m. Have a great weekend.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
James Neveau.
How would you describe where Chicago is at when it comes to the NHL figuring out who their hub cities are going to be?
The NHL seems pretty interested in having Chicago be the host of this thing. The other big thing has been just the decline in coronavirus cases in the city and in the state.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve...